Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
75803.
And that was 75803?
That's correct.
And may I have your first and last name?
Patricia Leach.
Is there any way the account could be on a different name?
No, and basically I just got a question I need to ask you guys. Y'all sent this out to me on my telephone, my cell phone, and it's a survey for Zito, and it's talking about giving away an iPad Pro with a magic keyboard, and I had filled it out. I had not claimed the iPad because it's saying that I also have to pay $3 and something for delivery or whatever, and I don't have a problem doing that. My question, since I can't see the terms and conditions of this policy, my question to you is this a one-time charge, or is it going to be more charges put on my telephone?
Okay, have you already, so you're saying that you haven't placed the order as of yet?
No, I have not. I'm not going to place it if I'm going to have to pay a bunch of money because I don't need an iPad, but with me taking the survey for Zito, then they say that they're giving me this with me paying for the delivery, which is $3 and something. Now, if that's the case, then I'll do it and finish out the claim for the iPad. But otherwise, like I said, it's going to be multiple things charged to my debit card, and I'm not giving you that information, and I don't want your iPad.
Okay, I do understand. We don't have anything to do with the iPad.
Okay, what do y'all have to do with if y'all not the reward system?
We sell products. We are a third-party call center. That deals with a variety of online vendors.
Okay, so this says the Winner Circles Online Club, all rights reserved, customer service. It gives your number, terms and conditions, private policy, contact us. So now that I've contacted you, you can't give me no information. Is that correct?
We don't have anything to do with an iPad.
Well, what do you put this out here for, saying that you do, and then give me the number? It says, congratulations, you are today's winner, iPad Pro with the magic keyboard, and all you have to do is to take the survey. Well, I took the survey, and then it gives me this place for address, and it all comes to your facility. So how does that work, you know?
I do understand what you're saying, ma'am, but we don't have anything to do with an iPad.
I'm going to report this to the Chamber of Commerce and everything for the state of Texas because, like I said, this is a scam and this is a crock of crap, and I'm tired of this kind of mess coming on my phone. So would you please use my number and have it taken off and do not send me any more surveys from anybody?
Okay, just one moment. Okay, ma'am, we don't have anything to do with any iPad, so you should try to check the number again.
Ma'am, I'm sitting right here looking at the number. I ain't trying to check it. I just read you what the phone number is. And if you'd like me to do it again, I'll do it again. It's 855-474-4711. Now, I'm a college graduate, and I can certainly read. Are y'all the Winner Circles Online Club?
No, ma'am. We're customer support. We sell products. We are a third-party call center that deals with a variety of online vendors.
Well, do you know the companies that you work for? So you're telling me that you don't know anything about this Winner Circles Online Club. Is that correct?
We don't have anything to do with that, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I just recorded what you said, so I will return this over to the Chamber of Commerce as a scam type phone call on this, and I'll also report this to the phone company. Thank you very much, and you have a nice evening. I appreciate
it. And thank
your
you for calling customer support, and you have a great day as well.
Thank you, sweetie. Bye bye.